oozing derision and impatience. Adira stared at the message for a moment. Where am I? Good question, she thought bleakly, looking out of the car window, still reluctant to open the door and get out. It was raining. The sky was filled with metal-grey clouds, refusing any glimmer of light. Talk about symbolic. There didn't seem to be any glimmer of light in her life at the moment. Being a successful barrister and earning a decent wage had originally been her main goal in life. As a student studying law at Oxford, her ultimate ambition had been to achieve what she had strived so hard for. And now she had it. Well, it still left her wanting. The problem was, Adira didn't know what she did want. Still staring glumly out of the window, she realised what she didn't want. To be here, stuck in this car park, stuck in this city, and stuck in this job, she concluded, closing her eyes. Her phone rang. Willing herself to focus, she answered as brightly as she could muster. Hi, Richard. I'll be there in 5. Horrendous traffic, she lied.
The meeting's about to start, Adira, he stated flatly. It would be good if you could make it, he added with sarcasm.
She chose to ignore him and just tapped to end the call. Taking a deep breath, she collected her bag and ran through the rain into the red-bricked building displaying the impressive sign, Goldgate Chambers, in mirrored lettering. The Chambers had been standing in Goldgate Square for decades, with its pretty, cobbled pathways and artisan shops. It had a deli to die for, a sweet little bakery, and a wine bar named Mario's, which the barristers from Goldgate Chambers often frequented. In short, Goldgate Square was a hip, vibrant place to be, tucked away in the leafy quarters of North London. Adira's friends envied her place of work. They envied her lifestyle even more. Living and working in London, mixing with the high flyers, rubbing shoulders with the elite, left them feeling deflated in comparison to their own rather dull lives of nappy changing and playdates. Adira couldn't see it. To her, the shine had well and truly worn off. Yes, at first, it had been a whirl of rich clients, cocktail parties and law society dinners. She'd meet celebrities, either suing or divorcing, millionaires and even royalty once. But nowadays, even that didn't impress her. She'd seen it, done it, and grown out of the T-shirt. Walking towards the lift, Adira composed herself. The last thing she wanted was to appear flustered. In this job, image was everything. Cool and sophisticated, intelligent and competent. That's what her clients paid for. Entering the room with her shoulders back, she smiled with an air of confidence. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. She spoke clearly and swiftly took her seat. Luckily, they were still chatting over coffee. Richard had obviously delayed all present for as long as possible. With a warning look, he coughed quietly.
Well, shall we begin?
He gave his most beguiling smile, making Adira cringe.
Buffoon.
After a long and laborious meeting, Adira escaped for lunch. In desperate need of a drink, she walked past the deli and straight into Mario's. A large Sauvignon Blanc, please, Mario. She stood at the bar. It was fairly quiet, with only half of the tables taken. Mario was the Italian owner and had often chatted to Adira, another one finding her work interesting.
So, how's your morning been?
He passed over her much-needed glass of wine.
Bloody awful, actually.
Adira took a long sip.
Hell, that was good. Her stomach rumbled. Just the one drink, then food, she told herself.
On reflection, she was telling herself that quite a lot these days. Just the one drink. A warning bell faintly rang inside.
You look tired, Adira.
Mario looked genuinely concerned. She loved the way he said her name, making her sound exotic. Adira was of Hebrew origin and meant strong, as her gran was always...